Radio Prague News.
Miloš Zeman has been sworn in as Czech president in a ceremony at Prague Castle. In his inauguration speech, Mr. Zeman promised to fight the mafia, neo-Nazis, and sections of the media. And former President Václav Klaus has pledged not to be a mere observer of events in the Czech Republic. Miloš Zeman has been sworn in as Czech president in a ceremony at the Vladislav Hall at Prague Castle. Mr. Zeman is the first directly elected head of state in the history of the Czech Republic. After his swearing-in at a joint session of both chambers of parliament, the new president inspected a military parade and attended a brief service in honour of St. Wenceslas, before having lunch with senior state officials. He was forced to sign the oath a second time after the first copy was found to contain a typo. In his inauguration speech, Miloš Zeman repeated a previously expressed intention to represent the lower 10 million, meaning all but the country's elite. Mr. Zeman said his office would serve as a neutral space for dialogue between the parties in Parliament, but also other significant organisations, adding that he wished to serve as a mediator, not a judge. He also pledged to fight the mafia, neo-Nazis and sections of the media, which he accused of brainwashing the public. Mr. Zeman succeeds Václav Klaus, whose second consecutive five-year term came to an end on Thursday. Earlier, Mr. Klaus had said in his final address to the nation on Czech television that he didn't plan to be a mere observer of goings-on in the country. His presidential career ended on something of a low note, with a marked fall in his popularity ratings following the declaration of a controversial amnesty. Prague's National Museum will this weekend exhibit the diplomas of Czechoslovakia's first three presidents, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, Edvard Beneš and Emil Hácha. The historical parchment documents, which officially informed each president of his election, will be on show on Saturday and Sunday at the usually inaccessible presidential salon at the museum's Vítkov National Memorial building. The unemployment rate in the Czech Republic rose to 8.1% in February, up from 8.0% in January. According to figures released on Friday, 593,000 Czechs were out of work last month. The unemployment rate in the capital Prague reached 4.6%. The Czech economy is at present going through its longest recession on record. Eva Jiříčná has been awarded the 2013 Jane Drew Prize for her outstanding contribution to the status of women in architecture. The jury described the Prague-born architect as incredibly influential and extraordinary, saying she had reinvented the idea of retail in the UK with her 1988 store for the fashion label Joseph. The architect, who is 74, set up Eva Jiříčná Architects in 1982. Her clients have included such names as London Selfridges and the Royal Academy of Arts. Viktoria Pilsen were beaten 1-0 at home by the Turkish side Fenerbahce in the first leg of their Europa League round of 16 tie on Thursday night, ending a 9-match unbeaten home run for the West Bohemian club. Pilsen rarely threatened Fenerbahce's goal, and the only strike of the game came from the latter's Pierre Vebo, 10 minutes from full-time. Pilsen, the last remaining Czech club in European competition, travel to Istanbul for the second leg next week. The weather forecasters say we can expect grey skies and rain in the coming days, with temperatures reaching a maximum of 7 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.